And so Jesus refers himself as one who has given himself in ransom for many, and says that those who would be first must be slave of all. Well, now we think of slavery as a bad thing. And certainly in the history of this country, it was a bad thing. But let me take you back 2,000 years to Jesus' time. In those days, slavery was an accepted institution. Everybody belonged to somebody. That is, the king owned everything and everyone. When someone was a slave, they were not just a servant, but they were purchased by a family to be part of their household. Yes, they had duties to perform, as did every member of the household, but in performing those duties, in becoming a slave, they also had the assurance that they belonged somewhere, they belonged to someone, they were part of something. How many times in our modern society do you hear people wanting to be something, part of something bigger than themselves? When we join the military, we give up our freedom, we give up our individual opportunity to make our own choices, and put ourselves under the authority of military service. We belong. We're Army, we're Navy, we're Air Force, we're Marines. We all have heard the Marines who say, once a Marine, always a Marine. We have one who's out camping, who's part of our congregation, who I'm sure we've heard that from many times. To be part of something like that is a life-changing event. It makes you different than what you were. And so when Jesus says slave to all, he's not just talking about having to work for no money. He's not just talking about being demeaned or made little. He's talking about belonging. Because, see, when we belong to the family of God, then we are part of the household of God, or as we sometimes say, the kingdom of God. When we are owned by the King of Heaven, then we are promised a portion of heaven. We know where we're going. We know who we belong to. We know who we are, and we know whose we are. And in knowing that, we gain a certain security. There's no question about where I belong or where I'm going if I really believe that Christ is my King. If I really believe that God is my Lord, then I belong to Him. He owns me, as they used to say, lock, stock, and barrel. He owns me wholly. He owns my service. He owns my work. He owns my time. He owns my mind. He owns my life. And whatever I do, I should do to His glory. And whatever I say, I should say with His words and with His Spirit in my thoughts. I used to try and serve myself. And when I served myself, I never seemed to be able to satisfy myself, because no matter what I got or how good things were, it took about 14 days before I was ready to start looking for something better. It didn't matter what I was doing or how great I thought I was doing or whatever there was going on. It didn't take long before I found myself being dissatisfied, thinking that there might be a better way, that the grass might be greener on the other side, that there might be some other opportunity. When we serve ourselves, we're never satisfied because we never belong anywhere. We're always looking for what might be better, what might be funner, what might be cooler, what might be more satisfying than what we have. And we're always looking at other people to see what they have. That's a real good way to be dissatisfied, isn't it? When you're always looking at what everybody else has. But see, when you are part of God's kingdom, God owns you. You belong to God. You give Him your life. You give Him your all. You give Him yourself. And when you're part of Him, then He gives you all you need, all you require, all you will become. almost 16 years ago now, my life changed. It changed dramatically. I gave my life back to Him, and He gave it back to me. As I like to say, washed, dried, and folded. What I had made a mess of, He cleaned up. What I had left rumpled and unkempt, He made straight. What I had left undone, He redid. And so now I have a life full, filled with grandchildren and children and a church family and people that I care about and people that care about me, things to do, people to see, places to go. I feel like I belong somewhere. I feel like I am satisfied with who I am and where I am and what I am because I know whose I am. I stand before you as your servant, as each of us should stand in the world as a servant to serve God and to serve other people as His children. See, the person who is in charge of the household, who buys the slave, takes the whole responsibility for that slave into his house. If the slave does a crime, the Lord answers for it. If the slave makes a mistake, the Lord has the responsibility of fixing it. If the slave wishes to marry and have children, the Lord takes the responsibility for finding him a wife. Thank you, ma'am. Ooh, such pretty pictures. And finding him a life to make him a better person, to make him a better part of the community. We, as God's children, are taken care of by our God. But when we believe that we have to take care of everything ourselves, we get into trouble. I was talking to somebody the other day, and I likened it to someone who is walking down a path, and God is standing there hollering to him, trying to get his attention, waving his hands, and the person who's walking down the path is just ignoring God and falls in a hole. And then the person who's now in the hole gets up, looks around, and goes, "Where was God when I needed him?" Well, God was back there trying to get your attention, telling you to go the right way, and what were you doing? Ignoring him and doing whatever you wanted to. Isn't that what we do? God tries to get our attention. He tries to point us in the right direction. He tries to help us do the right thing. And we go do what we want to. And then we get in trouble. And then we turn around and look at God and go, "Where were you?" And He's going, "I was right here. Where were you?" Jesus asked His disciples, "Are you willing to accept the cup that I drink and be baptized with the baptism that I will be baptized with?" Because He knew the suffering that He was looking forward to. And He wondered if they were really willing to share that suffering with Him. We share the suffering of being in the world. We share the pain of the day-to-day trials and tribulations that come, not only for us, but for all of those that we care about. He shares those things with us too. He wants for us the best, but we refuse the best and go after what we want. He wants for us a wonderful and happy life, but we refuse the life that He wants for us and we go after what we want. He wants for us wondrous joy, and we settle for little to nothing, earthly things that can be destroyed in a moment, worldly cares that will carry us in the wrong direction. God loves us. He loves us enough to give His Son to serve us. Can we not serve Him? Can we not be His people? Can we not be His warriors? Can we not be His slaves? We think that slave is a bad word, but it's not a bad word to belong somewhere. It's not a bad word to belong to someone. It's not a bad word to be part of a family. It's not a bad word to be part of a kingdom. When we know whose we are, we know who we are. When we know where we belong, we know where to go. And when we know what we're a part of, we know which way is home. Welcome home. Welcome to God's house. Welcome to your family. Because we're part of His family. Amen.